Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Early this morning, Barry Carlton took a chartered plane to New York. He left Rossville without seeing Penny Gibbs or even explaining why he was going. He assured Penny, however, that she should not be concerned. But Penny is concerned. And this morning says to Barry's mother,
I hope I didn't upset you when I phoned and asked if I could come and talk to you, Mrs. Carlton.
Penny, my darling, I'm happy to see you any time. In fact, I've been sorry I haven't needed you more often lately to help with my affairs.
I wish every employer was undemanding as you are.
I'm afraid nothing much would be accomplished, my
I'm afraid not. Mrs. Carlton, I don't know how to ask you this, but... has something gone wrong?
Gone wrong?
I mean, I have a terrible feeling that it's not my place to ask this, but I still don't know how to say it.
My dear, you don't have to stand on ceremony with me. I think we've known each other long enough and become close enough friends that we need not have any fear of imposing on one another. But perhaps I can help you. I think I know what you want to ask.
I hope you do.
I'm quite certain I do. You want to know why my son left New York so suddenly?
Yes, I do, Mrs. Carlton. I have an awful feeling that something's wrong.
All is not right, I can tell you that, my dear. But if it can at all be set right, Barry will certainly do it.
What is wrong?
I wish I could tell you, but it's not my place to do so. But I assure you it has nothing to do with anyone's feeling for you. I'm as fond of you as if you were my own daughter. And Barry loves you as any man loves the woman he intends to marry.
You even guessed my fears about that, didn't you?
I've not lived these many years without gaining a certain amount of knowledge about human fears. After all, I think I have had more than my share of them.
Then you know that I've always been afraid that this was too good to be true. And when Barry refused to see me before he left, I was afraid that this was it. Mrs. Carlton, Barry isn't in trouble, is he?
No, my dear. He's still the person you made of him, and I think he always will be.
Then it's really something I have no right to know, isn't it? Don't hesitate to tell me if that's true.
I can't tell you anything, my dear, except Barry has gone away of his own volition to take care of a certain matter. He'll be back in a few days and tell you all about it. Until then, you must be patient and have faith in those who love you.
The more you say, the more you frighten me, Mrs. Carlton.
Then I've said too much. Or too little, I don't know which. So perhaps I'd better say no more. Words are so often misconstrued, and the user of words so often misjudged. It's frequently wiser to say nothing at all.
The doorbell's ringing, Aunt Penny. Can I go see who it is?
Of course, Julie. But you should say, may I?
May I go see who it is? Is that right?
Yes, darling.
Oh, it's nobody, Aunt Penny.
Nobody? Must be someone.
Oh, of course, it was the mailman. You see, he's just going out the gate.
Did he bring a letter from Mommy?
Oh, we'll see. There's a letter in the box.
Did Mommy write me a letter?
No, darling, it's from Barry. Oh, shall we sit out here on the porch swing while I read it?
Can we swing, too?
Don't know why not.
Oh, I'd like that. I'll close the door up, Penny.
Thank you, Julie.
Did Uncle Barry go away?
Only for a few days.
How many is a few, Aunt Penny?
Three or four. A few means not many.
Oh. Can we swing now?
Mm-hmm. You'll excuse me while I read Uncle Barry's letter, won't you?
Sure I will.
I'll only be a minute. It's just a note.
What's a note?
Well, a note's a kind of a short letter. Oh, there are musical notes, too, but will I finish this, will you, darling?
Yes, Aunt Penny.
Oh, golly. He doesn't say when he's coming back.
Why'd he go away, Aunt Penny?
He had to attend to some business in New York.
Will he see Mommy in New York?
I doubt it, darling. He'd be quite busy.
I miss Mommy.
Julie, I don't understand why we haven't heard from her. Unless your grandmother's very ill and she hasn't had time to write. Oh, you're very lonesome for her, darling.
I wish Mommy would come and see me.
She's going to come and get you and take you home pretty soon.
I don't want to go home. I like it here. I like it with Mommy here, too.
Oh, Julie, I'm afraid you can't have your Mommy and stay here, too. Oh, golly, we should have heard from a day ago. She's been away for a week. I wonder if something is wrong.
You mean with Mommy?
No, Julie, I was thinking of your grandma. Your mother left as suddenly as she did because your grandmother was very sick, Julie.
Julie,
how would you like to talk to your mother on the telephone?
Oh, I'd like that. Could I?
Yes, you could, and you will. Come on. We'll go in the house and we'll put in a long-distance call to New York, and in a few minutes you'll be talking to your mother. Hello?
Hello?
Is Mrs. Peg Martin there?
No, she's not.
Oh. Well, when do you expect her?
I don't
understand. Is this Plaza 84242?
Yes, it is.
Oh, does Mrs. Jane Brennan live there?
Yes, this is Jane Brennan speaking.
Oh, Mrs. Brennan, this is Penny Gibbs in Rossville.
Oh, yes, Miss Gibbs. And how's my little granddaughter getting along? I haven't heard a word from Peg about her.
You haven't heard? Well, Mrs. Brennan, I don't understand this. Haven't you been ill?
I? Sick? Why, good heavens, no, not for years. Where'd you ever get such an idea? Now, why in the world do you think Peg's here? Isn't she still in Rossville with you?
No. No, she left for New York last week because you were sick.
I'm afraid there's been some mistake, Miss Gibbs. Are you sure you understood Peg correctly?
Peg said that you wrote to her and told her you were sick, Mrs. Brennan.
Well, how interesting.
You didn't write to her that you were sick?
I most certainly did not.
Well, why would she tell me you did? And if she isn't with you, where is she?
I'm sure I wouldn't have the slightest idea. How long ago did she leave, did you say?
A week ago. It'll be a week tomorrow. Matter of fact, she said she'd be back in a few days and get Julie.
Oh, then Julie's still with you.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I phoned. Julie wanted to talk to her mother, and I was anxious about you. You see, when I didn't hear from Peg, I naturally thought that your illness must be serious. Mrs. Brennan, I can't believe that Peg deliberately lied to me.
My dear, you don't know my daughter as I do. Nothing she does surprises me anymore. It's quite obvious what she's done. She's run off with someone. You'll be lucky if you hear from her again until she wants something. Did she leave Rossville alone?
No, she left with one of her late husband's friends, George Lewis.
George Lewis? Oh, good heavens, George Lewis and Jim Martin were never friends. They hated each other. George is the real reason Jim left Peg. Why, my dear, George Lewis is no better than a common thief.
You're joking, Mrs. Brennan.
I'm telling you the truth, Miss Gibbs. And I'll tell you something else that's the truth. Peg's run off with George with no intention of ever coming back for Julie.
Oh, Mrs. Brennan, I can't believe that. I'm sorry, but...
Take my word for it. I know. She never wanted that child, and she doesn't want her now. You might as well know it now, Miss Gibbs. You have a 6-year-old child on your hands.
But don't you want to take care of Julie?
I should say not. After the way my daughter's treated me, I wouldn't allow any child of hers in this house. Goodbye, Miss Gibbs. And good luck. You asked for this when you took my daughter into your house. I'll make the best of it.
Well, Mrs. Brennan, look,
goodbye.
Mrs. Brennan, Hello? Hello? Hello?
Aunt Penny?
Oh, yes, Julie.
Aunt Penny? Did Mommy call up yet the way you said she would?
No, Julie, she didn't.
Will it be long before she does?
Yes, darling, it might be. Let's go out on the porch and talk, Julie.
Can we hear the telephone when it rings?
Yes, we can.
All right. Can we swing some wire?
Mm-hmm.
Can my dolly swing with us, or do they have to stay in the house?
No, I think your dollies would like to swing, too.
Are you sure we can hear the telephone when it rings?
I'm quite sure. Now, shall we swing?
Oh, yes. Did you ever hear the telephone ring when you were out here on the swing? I mean, we're so far away.
Julie, if it rings, we'll hear it. If you pretend that you're not listening for it, but it rings quickly.
All right, Aunt Penny. I'll pretend.
Julie.
Yes?
You like it here, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You like having a yard to play in? You like the way Uncle Jed tells your stories?
Oh, yes. And I like the way Uncle Freddy's so silly sometimes.
Julie, do you like all of us well enough to live here with us? Maybe never go away?
Oh, I do like it here, Aunt Penny. But you said Mommy was going to come and take me away.
Would you be sad if she didn't come back and get you, Julie? If she let you stay here with us?
You mean live here all the time without Mommy?
If you could play in the yard all the time and we found other children to come over and play with you, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, but...
But what, Julie?
Well, if Mommy leaves me here all alone, Grandma will find out and take me to live with her.
Do you want to live with her?
Grandma will make me.
No, she won't, darling.
She won't? How do you know?
I just know, Julie. Look, darling, if I ask you very nicely, would you stay here with us and be our little girl?
Not Mommy? Aunt Penny, not Mommy's anymore?
Has the cruel and selfish Peg Martin really deserted her young daughter? And will Penny Gibbs take this unwanted child into her heart, as she's done with so many others? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.